GrowVerticalFood.com.
GrowVerticalFood.com's garden system is perfect for rooftops, patios, balconies, terraces, or any place you have a little sunshine.
You don't even need soil because the GrowVerticalFood.com aeroponic system uses air and water mist to grow beautiful fruit, greens, herbs, vegetables, and flowers.
It's really easy. Just place a garden in some sunshine, fill the tank with water and nutrients, turn on the pump, and start growing.
No stooping, no kneeling, no gophers. All you need is a little sunshine. See for yourself at GrowVerticalFood.com. That's GrowVerticalFood.com.
See for yourself and grow for yourself at GrowVerticalFood.com.
Religion News Service's Tara Burton makes the case that Harry Potter is replacing the Bible as the foundation story for millennials and Gen Zers. As 61% of Americans have seen at least one Harry Potter film, and only 45% can name all four Gospels, it's no stretch to say that Gryffindor, Slytherin, Ravenclaw, and Hufflepuff are better known than Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In 1 Timothy 4:7, Paul writes, "Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths."
Question. The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to look at the numbers in the gospel. So we'll call it By the Numbers. Also, life. Well, that's not fair, and I'm going to give you a biblical example of a fantastically wonderful, true Jewish mother.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. I don't know if that's a good idea. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. Not that many people got the joke I told about the whales. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? 972-445-0770. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. 972-445-0770. We'll throw out the trivia question early. How many fishermen out of the 12? How many fishermen out of the 12 disciples were there? Ooh. 972-445-0770. Of course, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We're going to be doing something called By the Numbers. We're going to be looking at numbers in the gospel. Numbers of times words are used. It's going to surprise you. It's actually quite a bit of fun. But first, I had a very nice conversation with our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
We had a great conversation. I am trying to get him business. Do not fool yourself. There's nothing weird going on at all. They're sponsoring the show. I'm trying to get him business. That's how this works. See, here's how advertising and sponsorship works. So you come to a radio station like KAAM 770, right? 770 AM, right? You say, "Hi, Don Crawford Jr. Aren't I a nice guy?" He goes, "Sure, Dave, you're a nice guy." And then I say, "Great, I'd like to be on the radio." And he said, "Hey, we happen to have an opening from 2 to 3 p.m. I say, "That's fantastic. Are you going to pay me?" He says, "No." I said, "Okay, Don, how are we going to do this?" And Don says, "You're going to pay me." I said, "Oh, how much am I going to pay you?" And he says, "North of $1,000. I'm like, "Oh, my goodness gracious." So what's my job? I go out and get sponsors to help with the show so we can do that. You think you must be making a great living. I think I'm doing well going $5,000 in debt every month. I'm not doing too shabby. I'm doing better than most people. I'm smiling about it. Of course, part of my brain is leaking out my head. So when you have somebody like John who comes along and says, I will contribute to your show, I will help pay and defer the bill and help you, while that's going on, do me a favor and promote my company. It's like, yeah. And that's what Pam does too. So with John, let's just understand it. He's a roofer. In Texas, there's a lot of work for roofers. The Blessed Roofing Company. com. That's his URL. What's his phone number? 469-BLESSED. B-L-E-S-S-E-D. How's this all work? If you call him up, he will inspect your roof for free. If it needs to be replaced or if it needs to be repaired, he does that. It's used most of the time, it's nothing out of pocket. That's really what you're going for. You're going for where this doesn't cost you. Right? That's the idea. But he's not going to lie about it. He's not going to cheat about it. It's going to be real, and it's going to be how it is. Either you need roof repairing or replacing, or you don't. And if you don't, he'll tell you. Because it's not about being kind of conniving against the insurance companies. It's about whether it's true or not and if it works or not. He does free inspections. Call him. He goes all over Texas. Irving, he goes as far up as to Fate, Texas, where I'm from, which is far away. He goes all the way north, south, east, and west. Doesn't matter. If you can hear our voice, this signal travels 100 miles in all four directions. If you can hear it and you call him, you think, that's 100 miles for him to come out. Too bad. He'll do it. 469-BLESSED. 469 B-L-E-S-S-E-D. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. He supports the ministry, and we want this to work for him. And I want that same thing for our very own Pamela Melchione.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
You know, all I know is when they eventually do get married, I get to say her name. The wedding. I get to go, Pamela Melchione. They're going to be like, hey, that's pretty good. Here's the bottom line. Same principle. Everything's the exact same. The only difference is that Pamela doesn't, you know, when she does real estate, I mean, she's just 100% committed into that process. This is not part-time. This is not a theory. It's not kind of a concept. This is what she does for her life and for her ministry. And so we encourage you. She has a URL website, TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. John has the Blessed Roofing Company. She has the Blessed Realty Company, BlessedRealtyCompany.com. You can talk to Pamela. You can talk to her for free. There's no cost to kind of get in there and kind of get the info. 817-505-5541. Bingo. We have Dr. Brandon, who's going to be joining us. He's a chiropractor. He does upper cervical. My wife has been praying for somebody who does upper cervical. Dr. Brandon's going to be joining our crew. I mean, that is key, right? That's a key. So we're going to be working that. And we got it, the 5, 6, 7, 8, 7 others that were worth. It's just so much material. It's like, I just hope it all comes together. We got a tire person. We have a financial person. We have a plumber. Don't tell me you don't need plumbing. I mean, we have a carpet person. This is what we need. And we do this to support one another and to support the ministry. We do the best we can, folks. We do the best we can. All right. All right, so here's what we got to get going to. We got to get you into the phone calls, into the process. We had James Robinson on, got a lot of response there. Yesterday we had Johnny Hill on. Next week we have an author wrote a book about George Madison and how he wanted to confiscate all the guns and how we connect that to some of the Democratic Party. Kind of a fascinating read and a kind of a fascinating principle that what was taking place back in the 1700s is trying to reassert itself. Isn't that weird? Trying to reassert itself? Wow, weird. And so we're going to have that author on. Plus, we have the college kids who are students who are being attacked on a regular basis. We have them also who are defending just conservative principles, simple principles like freedom of speech and they're getting hammered because nobody wants to give them an opportunity to speak freely. How bizarre is that? Kind of weird stuff. But I will digest or digress, one of the two. That's an old joke for those that don't know. And I will tell you that we are going to talk about Mother's Day because on Sunday is Mother's Day, right? It is Sunday, right? I mean, I'm not missing this, right? Okay. I got that confirmation just now. All right. So we are going to have a discussion about what a really great Jewish mother is. How about that? And you're thinking, can you do that? Are you supposed to do that? Are you allowed to do that? I'm Jewish. I can tell you what a good Jewish mother is. I'm doing it. So you can either be a part of it or not. I hope you do. I think you'll find it fascinating. I'm going to use a verse that has never been used in discussing mothers before. What? Can you do that? We will see. We will see. Before we get there, let's talk about a few numbers in the Gospels. So one of the things that happens in Christianity is, and we're going to do this first, one of the things that happens on a kind of a regular basis for some bizarre reason is people will tell you what's in the Bible even though they've never read the Bible, which, you know, for somebody like myself, it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy when somebody half quotes a Bible, you know, they quote part of a scripture, they misquote it, like one of the big misquotes. You know, money is the root of all evil. The Bible does not say money is the root of all evil. When people tell you that, just go, okay, I got a chowder head going on here. This person knows nothing. Because it says the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money. It's not money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money is the root of all evil. You see that big difference? The love of it. So I want you to see those kind of differences so you can understand. So in the scripture, what you hear about is people telling you all the time, well, Jesus spent his entire time talking about the poor. Oh, is that the case? Well, let's check it out by the numbers because we want to take care of the poor, but it's funny what Jesus said about something else. The poor are mentioned in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John 25 times. 25. Sin is mentioned in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John 63 times. So let's see. Wait, hold on. Let's see. Sin 63, poor 25. Love is mentioned 56 times. Faith 34 times. Evil 32 times, believe, which is close to faith, by the way, is 89 times. Guess what word is mentioned more often than anything else in regards to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? It may surprise you. Heaven is mentioned 133 times. Well, that makes sense because Jesus wanted us to lay treasures in heaven. Remember that expression? Don't be so heavenly minded that you're of no earthly good. By the grace of God, you should be that way. Because then you're laying up treasures in heaven and not being a worldly person. Good idea. Good idea. The reason that I bring that up is because people will tell you what it says and what it is and so on and so forth, and they never read it. And my wife and I were discussing this the other day. It's like people will quote bits and pieces. They just don't know what it says. Here's a great idea. Get your BFN. Do you remember what BFN is? Get your BFN in the book. Your big fat nose. Get in the book. See Dick run. See Jane run. See Jane run away from Dick. I'm just trying to give you an idea that we need to be in the scriptures. You don't need to know about what the word says. You need to know what it says. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's over 40 direct references to Satan in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Seems to me like that would be a hot topic too, unless you're, you know, like a cable news person or something. Okay, here we're going to take our break, come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here in KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Wow, look
at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Well, all amps are louder. Because you see, ours, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11, all the way up. They're louder.
I have saved the best for the last, because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I had to cut my yard yesterday, just the front half of it. Boy, that was a short one. That was a short mo sound. Okay, done. That's only because I did the front half. I got to do the back half today. That should be fun. Okie dokie, Dave. Let's see if you want to reach the show. 972-445-17... What is it? 0770. I forgot my own phone number. Let me tell you what's going on today. I just got to tell you how this day has started. I'm just going to take a little break here and tell you what happened. Today is supposed to be, in theory, our commissioning for the master's degree in theological studies. So I was kind of excited about that a little bit. So I got up early. My wife and I got up about 6. I got about 6 o'clock, did my devotion so I can get there right on time at the 8:30 time that it was supposed to be running. And it did run at 8:30. Unfortunately, it was 8:30 Virginia time, and it wasn't Texas time.
No!
So the end result on that, for those that are trying to figure out what happened, is I missed it. I missed my own thing. I missed it. Is that terrible? I missed it. I'm so sad about that. And so I have been off the entire day just from that. I've just been off all day. And the internet on my thing's not working, and nothing's working on anything. My wife is probably praying, when he drives home, please, Lord, let nothing weird happen. I'm telling you right now, she's praying that right now. All right, if you want to reach the show because you think you know the answer to the trivia question, how many fishermen, of the 12 disciples, how many were fishermen? How many of them were fishermen? Okay, more than one, less than 12. So that gives you somewhere between 2 and 11 that you can find that out. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Okay? Okay. It's all right? It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. Yeah, forget it. Let's forget it. I'm not going to do the Facebook thing or the YouTube. That's enough. All right. Let's get into the teaching. I want to talk about something that we all discuss on a regular basis. Ready? Tell me if you've ever heard this expression, said this expression, thought this expression, or sung this expression in the last 30 seconds. That's not fair. Have you ever said that? Well, that's not fair. I don't think that's fair. Life's not fair. Let's look at Scripture, see what Scripture has to say. I'm going to jump ahead for Matthew 20 purposely because I want to do this Mother's Day thing that hasn't been heard. I promise it's never been taught. So we do have somebody calling in. Yay! So that part's good. So they might have an answer to the true question, but I want to read this, and then what we're going to do is take the person, then I'll talk about what it is. Matthew 28 through 15, when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the workers and pay them their wages. Starting with the last one hired and moving on to the first. And the workers who were hired about the 11th hour came and each received a denarius. So when the original workers came, the workers who were hired about the 11th hour each received a denarius. Denarius is a day's wage of work. So when the original workers came, they assumed they were going to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. So the guys that worked for 1 hour got the same pay the guys that worked for the whole day. On receiving their pay, they began to grumble against the landowner. These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the scorching heat of the day. But he answered one of them, friend, I am not being unfair to you. Did you not agree with me on one denarius? Take your pay and go. If I want to give the last man the same as I gave you, what is that to you? Do I not have a right to do with that as I please because it is mine? Or are you envious because I am generous? But you would say, that's not fair. Before we fire into that, let's get our caller. Oh, there's the phone. Hello. This is David. What kind of burger?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, David.
Hey, brother. How are you? How many fishermen?
My answer is four.
That is correct, sir. Can you name them?
Peter, Andrew, James, and John.
Okay, now here's a real interesting. Did you know, and you probably did know, did you know they were partners in fishermen?
Yes, they were a partner.
That's right. Good job, man. You're on it. Good job. Good answer. Boy, you did the follow-ups and everything. Way to go. That was an excellent job. You are correct, sir. Four fishermen, not including Jesus, who was ultimately a fisherman as well. Very good. In the sense that he fished for men. Excellent job, my friend. Thank you for calling in. Okay. Oh, great job. See, that's just the way it's got to go. All right. Here I go. Third attempt on this live thingy. This live whatever thingy is supposed to be working. I don't know. I don't know what's working. Okay. Let's go back to this. So here's the story. Here's the story about the men not fair. So somebody gets hired, and they get hired about 6 a.m., okay? And they work the whole day. Somebody gets hired about 9 a.m. Somebody gets hired about 12 a.m. Somebody gets hired about 12 p.m. Somebody gets hired about 5 p.m. Guess what? They all get paid last to first, and the people who only worked 1 hour, they got a day's wage. And that the owner pays everybody a day's wage, a day's wage, a day's wage. Nobody gets any more. Nobody gets any less.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. And here's what happened. In the story Jesus is telling, the people had assumed they were going to get more, but they didn't. And what did they do? They complained. So they made an agreement to work for a day. They got what they agreed upon. Everything was fine, except these other people came in and they got kind of a better deal. And the attitude was, well, that's not fair. That's not fair. And here's our favorite word that we use for it's not fair. Tough. It's too bad. Here's the mindset that's taking place, right? The mindset is that we assume certain things, and when we assume, I'll just refer you to the Odd Couple show for you to know what assuming does, okay? But there's a beginning part of the word, a middle part of the word, and the end part of the word. And so what I want you to catch on that is that we can be assumptive way too much. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, he will direct your paths. Lean not on your own understanding means don't assume. It means stop it. Don't do that. And their response to things not going the way they thought they should go was what? They complained. I think Jesus is trying to teach people a story about people who complain to God about how God does stuff. It's like there's a lot of dumb things to do, but telling God that he's really bad at being God might be right up there with the dumbest. In the story, the person responds to the people who are complaining, saying, I'm not being unfair. Now, listen, Job, for the first two chapters, man, didn't he do great? It's the next 20, 21 chapters that he does lousy. And sometimes you and I will start off really great and really strong in the Lord, but it's the rest of the stuff that we do. Oh, I'm just going to trust the Lord that this is going to work out. And about an hour later, we're like, yeah, I don't know how this even came about. And then we sink lower and lower and lower. Given time, we start to question, just sharing this with a friend, we start to question God's methodology and his timing. I would not use the timing of God for me when it comes to paying bills. But God would. And then when I complain, I'm telling him, you're not being fair because this happens here and this happens here. And it's like our attitude is the attitude that's not fair because God gave us the gift of breathing and of life and he owes us nothing. I can't stress this enough. God owes you and I nothing. You know, everybody's having these political fights and we have this and they owe us this and this is this and this is this. Nobody is owed anything in the fact that we get to breathe one more breath is a complete gift from God. And if God so decides to change how the system goes, you can't argue. You can't go, no, God, no. You'll be gone. There needs to be a grand submission and a release from this spirit that says it's not fair. Because here's the response to it's not fair. Tough. You're not God. Well, I wouldn't do it that way, but you're not God. You don't have a heaven to put yourself into. And the reason that I'm saying that so forcefully is because it's just true. Sometimes you got to just go, yes, Lord, and nothing else, and nothing else. Okay, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Can't stand the
skill, can't stand the shame. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
What can you do?
Well, you recognize as your brother that just hearing you say that I hoodwinked you is, of course, satisfaction for me alone. So it's not like I need something beyond that. I think that works for me. And it's on the air and it's recorded. Back to the dust with these.
The David Spoon Experience.
And there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video. But you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today, 817-505-5541, or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541, or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station, here in Texas. It's not California, it's Texas, and I'm pretty thankful for that right now. Okay, let's see. We're getting ready. I will tell you, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia.com. That's the website, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. I'm almost ready to give you a teaching you've never heard before. I'm almost ready. But before I do, I need to hear something. What do I need to hear?
Mother, please. I'd rather do it myself. Mama, mama, why must it be?
Where did you get that from? Did you just, like, take that from somewhere?
It's Joanne Campbell. It's just in our playlist.
We actually have something in the playlist?
Oh, yeah. We have a whole... Yeah. Cute, huh?
All right. That's pretty good. All right. Here we go. I'm going to give you a teaching. I don't know if you've ever heard this before. I just forget everything else. Everything else you've heard to this point, just forget it. I mean, except for anything that God's spoken to you. Okay? Here you go. You want to hear about a true Jewish mother? So I have a list. I have like 5 or 6 different teachings on Mother's Day that I've done over. And I've been teaching for 35, 36, 37, 38 years. And so I've got a couple of classics that I use, and I'm doing my devotions, and I came across this passage, and in 2 verses, I am telling you, I think the Holy Spirit was like going, hey, Dave, hey, dummy, hey, Dave, look at this. And it's like, I don't think I've ever seen that angle. So what I'm going to talk to you about is not something that I want you to write a theological treaty on, which means this is not as steadfast as the cross of Christ. You understand? This is not a perfect homiletical, exegetical process that I'm going to share with you. It's just a spiritual observation. I want to make sure everybody understands that. So I want to make sure I got Wonder Judy right here as my testimony and testifier. I did say it's a spiritual observation, correct? That's what I said, right? Okay, all right. I want to show you something. Typically when I teach on this text, I go a completely different direction, but just listen. This is in Matthew chapter 20, verse 20. Then the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus with her sons. She knelt respectfully to ask a favor. "What is your request?" he asked. She replied, "Will you let my two sons sit in places of honor next to you, one at your right and the other at your left?" Now, every time I've taught this for 38 years, I go down this road and I talk about, you know, these guys are wanting places of honor, and this creates division between the disciples. This is a big deal. There's not a lot of humility going on here. So I go down that track. But today, and perhaps it's because it's the 10th anniversary since my mom passed away of Mother's Day, it's the 10th anniversary without my mom, that this kind of struck me awkward. But I saw in these couple of verses the true Jewish mother. Now, keep in mind, my mom was the greatest Jewish mom who ever lived. And how do I know that? Because she told me. Okay? That's how you know. That's how every kid knows. Here is what I found that I did not see before. First and foremost, the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus. So, what do we know, first and foremost, about a great Jewish mother? She came to Jesus. She believed that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. Okay? She didn't. She had nothing but belief. You don't come to Jesus and ask a request and petition a request that's under the level of messiahship if you don't think he's the Messiah. She was a fervent believer. In fact, it's really kind of amazing because most parents, when their kids get caught up with somebody who is quote-unquote a Messiah, start freaking out, right? This mom is like, okay, this is the guy I'm going to ask. So first and foremost, she came to Jesus, the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, the mother came to Jesus. She's a believer. That's number one. True biblical Jewish mother. Number two, watch this. This is so cool. The mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, she came to Jesus with her sons. She knelt respectfully to ask a favor. For the second thing that you get to see about a great true biblical mom is she was respectful to the Messiah. She is showing an example of being honoring to people. What a fantastic mom. And here's the thing I want you to catch. I'm not talking about a mom of a 1 or a 2-year-old, because modeling for a 1 and a 2-year-old is important, but modeling for a 15-year-old, a 20-year-old, a 25-year-old, and a 30-year-old is just as important. And she was a great example because she not only did she believe in Jesus, but she came to Jesus and was respectful. She was teaching her kids how to be respectful to those who deserve it. Does every person deserve to be respected? Jesus said, "Cast not your pearls before swine." The answer is no. But those who are worthy of respect, who are to be acknowledged, who are, I mean, the gray hair is honorable if it is found in the way of righteousness, the Bible says. So you must understand that there is a respectfulness that she shows and illustrates to her own kids. Her own kids. Look, be respectful. That's a mother laying it out for her children. Isn't that cool? I mean, that's like, oh, that's great. All right, now, here's the third thing. I want you to get this. She comes to Jesus with her sons. She knelt respectfully. She kneels down, folks, right? and asks a favor. A great biblical Jewish mom is bold. I can tell you right now, if I was at a store and I was getting, what's the word? Let's use this phrase. I was getting taken advantage of because I was a dumb kid. My mom would stand up and stick her finger in whoever's face and give them a mouthful. And if you think I can talk a lot, baby. There was a couple of things you wanted to do on this planet, but get on the wrong side of Barbara was the worst mistake you could ever make. And she would stick her stubby little finger in somebody's face, and she would go on and on. You think you see it in the movies? You should see it when you go to a department store and the person's like trying to take advantage and try to oversell you, and she's just like, bam. Don't you do that to my kids. Okay, so it's like, but she was bold, this mother of James and John. She asked a favor of the Messiah. You know what she didn't say? She didn't say, oh, grant us favor. She said, I need a favor. See, there's a difference. You understand that difference? She wasn't asking for favor for humanity and favors for society. She's like, hey, I need something, and you've got it, and I'm asking for it. That's a true biblical mom. Boldness, boldness, boldness. And now I want you to catch where it all comes together. Jesus says, what is your request? Because he wasn't going to say no. He's just going to go, what do you want? You know, because I know where this is going. She replied, in your kingdom, will you let my two sons? Now watch this. She could have spent that favor on herself, but she spent it on her kids. That is a true Jewish biblical mom and a true Gentile biblical mom and a true mom. A real mom spends that favor on their kids, not on themselves. You understand? You had a mom in the story with John the Baptist. The daughter dances apparently sexually. She gets the ability to have up to a half of a kingdom of a king, and that mom asks for John the Baptist's head. So she was a selfish, self-oriented mom. This mom is like, I got a favor to ask, and it's for my boys. That's a mom. She cares about the kids. She's willing to spend it on the kids. You get that? You just got to get that. And then she says, in your kingdom. Now, what is she talking about? This is the fifth thing. She knows there's a future. She knows there's something they're going to. She knows there's an eternity. She knows there's going to be a messiahship that rules over eternity for a millennia and for beyond. And she's trying to secure the future of her children. She's trying to protect them in the future, give them as good a position as she can. You want to hear the attributes of a fantastic, true, biblical, Jewish or not Jewish mother? They believe in Jesus, they're respectful, and they show it as an example. They have a sense of boldness, they spend their favors on their kids, and they try to help them with their future. Those are five wonderful attributes of a real mom. If you're listening and you're a mom, do any of those and all of those. We don't have a great deal of absolute knowledge in regards to the mom, but we got this. We have this. She believed in Jesus. She was a great example for her kids. She had boldness to ask for a favor. She spent that favor on her own kids, not on herself, and she tried to secure their future. Any mom like that is a fantastic mom. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, and we'll be back.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience in education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
It's because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
Wow, what a roof! It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey! You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That was weak. Here in Texas. I need something stronger. Here in Texas. That's better. It's got to sound good to me. I'm sorry. All right. You know what? I got to confess stuff and all that other stuff. We got to pray that for the week that anything you've heard that's good stays with you. I was so discombobulated today, I didn't even get to my tea. Do you know how long it's been since I haven't had tea while I'm doing a show? Years. Four years. So here I got to confess something. So I work all the ministry that I do with my wife in the context of I always review stuff with her and I talk to her and I'll say, hey, you know, I'm thinking this or I'm thinking this. What do you think? And, you know, if she doesn't know, she'll say, I don't know. And I don't solely base it on her, but I believe that the Lord uses her as a huge guidepost for me in making certain decisions, going certain directions. So she kind of had this impression, and her and I discussed it, we talked about social media. And here's the thing I'm going to tell you. I really like that the shows are podcast, but we've been trying to do social media through Facebook and through YouTube, and we did get some response, and we got a lot of things happening, but I kept having this gnawing feeling. You ever do something, and it's not that it's wrong, but maybe it's not the best? Like, I don't know, like, it's not wrong, but it's not, I don't know, not all the way right. Maybe that's a good way to say it. And I'm looking at, you know, what happened today. Three times the internet crashed on my little Chromebook right here in the studio. See, now that's funny. See that? And I had been thinking, I got to stop doing the Facebook and the YouTube and this and that. And in this case, it would be YouTube, not the YouTube. And my wife had discussed it, and she said, I thought you were going to let that stuff go. And just kind of, and I'm like, yeah, well, I got some people that listen to it. And I'm doing it today, and it's just like, it's so distracting. And it's just like everything else. If you listen to this show through the radio or through the internet, awesome. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to hear it. Because we're going to have our podcasts, and we're going to have the radio show, and we're going to have it. You know, you'll be able to listen through the station, through the internet. But I'm not doing the other social media. Because as soon as I stopped doing it, I was able to concentrate on my teaching and what I wanted to share. And I was able to talk about a true Jewish mother. And I thought that segment was really good because it was really pertinent in life. And it just shows me that I need to stop trying to make this stuff happen. You know, having James Robeson on was a fantastic thing. And I really believe the Lord led me in that direction, opened that door, and it happened. Having Johnny come and hang out with me, I think that's really by the a blessing from the Lord that we're able to bless him and his encouragement in getting into ministry. That's a blessing. And some of the authors and some of the things. But trying to do some of these things that I am not connected to is not my forte, and I'm just going to kind of walk away from it and let the Lord handle it. And sometimes when you're doing something that's not wrong but not all the way right, sometimes you just got to let it go. And that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to stop doing those casts. So we're going to stop doing all that stuff. Isn't that weird? Is that bizarre? Nice try. Do you think I'm crazy? You probably think I mean, have you ever had to do anything like this with a person in radio before? Is this kind of weird? No. Yeah. I'm not an overly touchy-feely kind of guy, but, you know, in these spiritual things, if I'm getting it, it's like, that's enough. I'm not doing that. Because I love the radio part. I love listening to good teachers. I don't love every minute of every broadcast, but, like, when James was talking, I listened to that, like, three times. Because it's powerful, and it makes a difference. And so I like – that's the stuff I like. I'm going to stick with – what the Lord's called me into. Okay? All right. Let me finish off. What do we got? I don't even know how much time we have. A clock I could still use. I got plenty of time. All right. So let me finish. So after that experience that they had over there with James and John and the mom, who I really believe that she did five superb things that really illustrated she was an excellent mom. She believed in the Messiah. She set a great example for her kids. She had the boldness to ask for a direct favor. She spent that favor directly on her kids, and then she tried to secure their future. I just think those are five fantastic attributes of a mom, and I think any mom that does that is to be commended. And by the way, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, okay? I mean, that's awesome. The next thing that happens is rather an interesting element, because Jesus responds, because he doesn't grant her request, by the way. I mean, it should be pointed out. But it's how he says it that is fascinating. When she asked for them to be able, James and John, to be able to sit on the left and right side, Jesus said, you know, you don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of sorrow I'm about to drink? Now, the boys step up and they go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we can do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, you betcha. You know, it's like a little Canadian there. Oh, you betcha. We can do it. And it's like, they're like, oh, yeah, we can do this. We're able. And Jesus said, you will indeed drink from it, he told them, but I have no right to say who will sit on the thrones next to mine. My Father has prepared those places for the ones he has chosen. Here's something that's really interesting. Jesus first and foremost tells them, hey, do you know what it is you're about to get into? And they're like, yeah. And then Jesus is like, there's a lot of pain coming your way. And they're like, okay. And then like when somebody asks you a question and you know the answer is no, but you still say yes? Have you ever done that? I think that Jesus is like, do you know what you're asking? And they're like, uh-huh. Do you know which pain is coming?
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're just answering whatever they can because they're trying to get into this position. And then Jesus says the most amazing thing for people who understand Christology and understand theology proper. He says, I have no right to say who will sit on the thrones next to mine. Now, it's not that Jesus didn't know his authority or his position. But remember, when Jesus became a man, he yielded some of his omniscience. He yielded some of his divine attributes in order to demonstrate an example of how we should live. He is, in fact, our example. After the mom sets a good example, Jesus sets an unbelievably incredible example, because in a limited and temporary submission to the Father, in the context of he didn't use all that he could use, and you think, well, how do you know that's true? And we know that's true because Jesus said, I can call 10,000s of angels right now. But he didn't take advantage of everything that he could when he could. What he did was he said, I'm not usurping or taking that right. Jesus in Philippians and in Colossians gave up or limited or restricted, however that theology breaks down, limited himself so that his life could be an example to us on how you engage with the Father. And he said, I don't have that right. I'm not going to make that call. And there's some things in our lives, guess what? You don't have the right. And I don't have the right. Remember we were talking about life being unfair? Hey, sometimes it's not about what you and I decide the universe should be. Sometimes you just yield it to the Lord and say, hey, you lead me, you guide me. I think too many of us are trying to direct the bus and not just sit down on the bus. It's not your bus. It's God's. Lord, I ask you to bless everything that has been heard, not just through this show, but through this radio station, and not just through this radio station, but everywhere and anywhere throughout the lives of the people that can hear me, that anything they've heard that's beneficial, they would hang on to, and that it would you'd be utilized to draw them closer to you, and they would be stronger in you, wiser in you, more firm in you. And they would understand you. And Lord, for those that are just having the hardest time getting into your word, please break through. Break through that distraction, that spirit that keeps them away, that makes them afraid. Break through that so that they can hear your word and know your word and read your word and absorb it. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit would fall upon us as believers and guide us and lead us into the places that you desire us to go and into the attitude and actions that we ought to be functioning in. Bless the audience. Pour your grace upon them. We ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All right, folks, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Mothers, God bless you. Thank you all for listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 73-hour break, then come back. More insanity with Spoonanity then. Take care. Just
as I am. The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.